It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Maria Walls, we meet again.
We do again, indeed. How are you, Matthew?
I'm pretty well. I'm enjoying being here for a little one-off, and I have to say I have a growing respect for Hannah and Alice as far as early mornings go.
Yeah, early mornings can be quite brutal, especially when you have to be broadcasting live from the studio.
And lucid, yeah.
Every Monday till Friday. It's an interesting opportunity for us to talk about Miss Hokusai then.
It is, yeah. I've done some... I have to say I'm coming into this blind as far as this movie goes, but I have done some very quick Wikipedia-ing, and it looks like my kind of film. Or is it even a film or a TV show? Tell me.
It's a film. It's a manga film, mm-hmm. and it's not really for children, which is, you know, always important to know. It's from the award-winning director Keiichi Hara and the Japanese manga powerhouse Production IG, who did a series called Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah.
So for manga fans, that will be of information. But to the wider audience, I think that Miss Hokusai is interesting because it imagines what life was like for the daughter of Katsushika Hokusai, who was an actual artist in Japan, in Tokyo, before it became what Tokyo is now, when it was actually a fishing village. And this is 1760 to 1849. And he's the guy who did the famous woodcut of the tsunami wave, which you've probably seen on a range of merchandise.
Yep,
that big blue frozen wave. And, of course, nami means wave in Japanese, so... it's referred to within this film in rather a beautiful little scene. His daughter in the film, Miss Hokusai, has a little sister who's blind, and whether this is poetic license or not is a little bit debatable, but she takes her out on a river, and suddenly they start talking about waves, and the wave freezes into precisely that woodcut. So it's sort of embedded, excuse me, embedded within the narrative itself. Excuse me.
You're excused.
And it's quite a cute sort of setup. Miss Hokusai, the daughter of the famous artist, lives with her father and his apprentice in this kind of rumpty studio shack. And they're really not terribly conservative at all. So she has this kind of... She smokes a pipe and she's a really good artist. And her father paints mystical things like dragons and...
Cool.
He also paints erotica, which she lands up having to do quite a lot of. So there's quite a nice little tension where she's forced to find out what sensuality means so that she can translate it into her drawings. So she's sent off to spend a night in a brothel, which is...
for her dad. Kind
of, yeah, for her drawing, for her art.
Right.
So it's kind of cute.
Okay.
It's
really, it doesn't come across... It sounds like when you describe it like that, it kind of makes it sound like it could arguably be taken as a... pretty creepy thing, but is it actually quite a beautiful thing, is it?
It's kind of it's gritty, which you don't really expect from, you know, an animated film. You know, she goes to the brothel, and the courtesan is pretending that she loves this client who she sends off, and as soon as he's gone, she, you know, she's like, oh, well, you know, he thought he'd never go, and things like that. She tries to bring this young artist in, and she's so exhausted that she falls asleep on her. It's kind of funny. Anyway, it shows a lot of an imagined space of what Tokyo was like when it was a fishing village too. You know, this really calm and kind of beautiful, terribly well-organized place that's full of, you know, beautiful things, markets and lots of religious temples and... the whole thing has a sort of a supernatural element to it too, which happens sometimes when dragons appear and, you know, the wind rustles and things like that. And,
cool.
It's quite entertaining.
Well, it sounds like something that people who like that kind of thing would really like, I imagine.
And I'm not a manga fan myself, however I find it quite compelling as a general public.
Would you kind of say it's like almost like a Spirited Away type look, but for grown-ups, is it?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed this a lot more than Spirited Away.
Oh, right.
The animation, I think, is quite sensitively handled too, because it is about, you know, a traditional Japanese artist, so it does have lots of references in the drawings to that, whereas Spirited Away was a bit too blown out anime for my liking.
Right. Well, yeah. I liked it. Different strokes for different folks, anime-wise.
Indeed.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, is it true, the rumour is that there's a copy to give away?
Oh my goodness, I suspect you're right. Yeah, there's always a copy to give away.
Round here. What's the norm? How do we give this away? Do we just sort of make someone beg or text in, or what do you reckon?
I think begging's quite good. Perhaps somebody who has kind of a thing for manga and for Japan, perhaps. A Japanophile?
Yeah. All right. Well, give us a call on 309-3879 and tell us what your favourite manga film is, and you can have a copy of this on DVD.
Marvellous.
And Madman DVD. Thank you very much, Maria, for the Madman DVD review. Always a good time. I love just talking about films, even if I haven't even seen them before. But and I'm tempted to ask you about a couple of other things, but I'm getting a funny look from the clock, which is kind of like telling me it's only got 10 minutes before the show's finished. And
we can talk anytime, Matthew.
All right, nice to talk to you, Maria. Thank you so much. Give us a call.
Breakfast.
You too. Thank you.
Lovely. Bye bye.
Give us a call 309-3879 if you'd like to win that. I'd take a call to air, but I'm running out of time. Here's Julia Jacklin with Lead Light.
That was the Madman DVD review.